Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
Most parents want to help their kids get through problems and make sure they're nice to their siblings and other children at school, perhaps. But while the sentiment is there, nice may not always be the best way to go. As Jim Daly and I discuss this with Dr. Mike Bechtel, nice sounds great, but kindness is better.
We also want to clarify, and this was in your book too, and I think it was brilliant, this idea of being nice is not the highest goal in communication and relationship. Being kind is, and there's a difference, as you say, between nice and kind. Describe it so we better understand it.
We like people that are nice. There's something comfortable about being around nice people, but a lot of times people are nice, but it has to do with themselves. It's usually, if that's all it is, it's unhealthy because it's like, I don't want to come across as negative. I want people to like me. That's being nice. Kind has that element, but it adds to it. I will do the tough things I need to do to be able to change some things. I'll have the hard conversations. Mm-hmm. Nice people won't have the hard conversations. The tough people will, because it needs to happen.
Kind people. Kind people can have those hard conversations.
Kind people can have those hard conversations because it needs to happen.
I understand this, and it's an important distinction between being nice and then being kind. Kindness is a fruit of God's Spirit. Nice is not in the list, and there is that distinction. Mm-hmm. And I like that idea that you look at nice as a self-centered attribute, because it's about how you're being received or not being received. And that's not the goal.
I think one of the most fascinating verses is where it says it's his kindness that draws us to repentance. Mm-hmm. It's not his theology. It's not this and the confrontation. Right. It's his kindness that draws us to him.
Yeah, that's Romans 2:4. And Jim, that's been a hallmark verse that you've mentioned time and again here.
It is. In fact, it's on the hall here at Focus, because I believe it. It's an amazing thing that God is saying. It's his kindness that draws us to him. Not a club, not a battle. And when I speak in front of groups, I'll often say, who was beaten into the kingdom of God? I've never seen a hand go up yet. Yeah. Who was ridiculed? And, you know, these Christians treated me so terribly, I decided to become one of them. It just doesn't, that's not a testimony we hear. Mike, let's end here. You share a story about a surgeon who taught you the power of kindness. What was going on with that?
I had surgery several years ago, and the surgeon was considered one of the best in his field in Southern California. And he's 80 years old, and he's been doing it forever, but he was the best. He was a very kind person. I loved his bedside manner, and I'd always seen him as being very nice. Mm-hmm. But after the surgery, about 6 weeks later, I was having a lot of pain. So I went back, made an appointment, and I said, I'm just still in a lot of pain. What's going on? And I realized the difference between nice and kind, because if he had been nice, he wouldn't have cut me. But he was kind because he said, well, of course you're in pain. I knocked you out and I cut you with a knife and you paid me a lot of money to do it. Of course it's going to hurt. And I realized at that time that if he wouldn't have made the cut if he was just nice. He had to do what needed to be done in order to solve the problem.
And the pain was a normal part of the process. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what he was saying. That's a good doctor.
Dr. Bechtel sure has some great words of wisdom in his book, Dealing with the Elephant in the Room. We'd love to send it to you when you contribute a gift of any amount to Focus on the Family. We do have Christian counselors here on staff, by the way, who would love to listen and offer encouragement to you if you're struggling in your parenting journey. And believe me, I've called and talked to them a couple of times or more myself. So get the number and find out more about Mike's book in the show notes. Well, thanks for joining us today. Plan to be with us next time. For now, I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.